This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA. 1-877-DOCDALI. Okay, so this story, this just kind of blows me away. So I guess Amazon Echo, right? You got Google Home and you got Amazon Echo. And you might have some other products on the market. I'm not really sure. We bought a Google Home and then we decided to kind of, you know, not use it for an alarm or a variety of other things because we think they listen. Well, apparently, Amazon's Echo, that's a little different from Google Home. Rather than on your Google Home, you go, hey, Google. With Amazon Echo, you go, hey, Alexa. Or you ask Alexa for something, right? And I have a friend named Alexa. She goes, it drives her crazy that everybody tries to do that joke. Oh, hey, Alexa, what's it? You know, she's like, ah, I'm sick of the joke. She's going to have to live with that now forever. But apparently we are being told that Amazon Echo smart assistant Alexa told a customer to kill their foster parents. This happened last year, and they say it's one of a string of blunders from the speaker that involves talking about sexual acts and dog defecation with users. They say the outburst stemmed from an initiative to make Alexa converse more like a real person and allow it to banter with customers because they would love to have a commercial where you're going back and forth with your Alexa. Look at, you know, we were talking about loneliness just the other day, how lonely Americans are. And, and again, these companies, Amazon is brilliant at knowing what people want and what people need. So they want people to be able to banter with a robot or a machine or a computer. So outbursts and chit-chat appears to be something very unique with something like this and could make it very sellable. Now, it's enabled by the owner, but it obviously still needs to have a lot of refining. There was a hack earlier this year on Amazon. They say that was traced back to China and may have exposed some customers' data, including five people familiar with the events that happened. They say the new research is helping Alexa mimic human banter and talk about almost anything she finds on the internet. But they have to make sure she doesn't offend users. Right? So, I mean, when my kids I didn't give iPhones to, right? Because I was like, look, I just want them to have a basic phone in case of emergency. They don't need to have something super fancy. Remember years ago, we were like, there's no way we're going to buy our kids a phone. And then we're like, oh, you know what? I think we want, you know, the pinging and the location services. And we want them to have a phone. And so now, you know, everybody's like, all right, you know, we'll make sure our kids have a phone. It was a safety issue. Well, one of the first things my kids did with the phone is they tried to get Siri to cuss. And it was kind of funny how they were doing it. And it took a while. I mean, it did. It took a while, but they figured out how to get Siri to respond back and call somebody the B word. Okay? I mean, not real bad cuss words, but still. And they thought it was funny. I thought it was funny. You know? Hey, witch. You know, I thought it was kind of funny that you could do that. So, the average person is not going to talk to Alexa going, hi, would you like to have a spot of tea? No. They're going to try to cuss at Alexa. They're probably also going to say some sexually suggestive stuff. And I wonder if Amazon is anticipating this and planning for her to say, that's not nice, or that's crude, you know, back it down, or something like that. It'd be interesting to see how that goes. But then on the other end, they have to be careful that she doesn't insult him, say anything that could be construed as racist, or give anybody instructions. Now, I don't know how the heck this Amazon Alexa told somebody to go kill their foster parents. We're not getting a lot of detail on that. But they say an estimated two-thirds of U.S. smart speaker customers, around 43 million people, use Amazon Echo devices. That's according to research firm eMarketer. It is a lead the company wants to maintain over Google Home. I guess Amazon allows you to play YouTube songs. So over time, Amazon wants to get better at handling complex customer needs. And so the company, in 2016, launched an annual Alexa Prize, enlisting computer science students to improve the assistant's conversational skills. So teams vie for $500,000 prize, first prize, by creating talking computer systems known as chatbots that allow Alexa to attempt more sophisticated discussions with people. And so Amazon customers can participate by saying, "Let's chat." And then Amazon tells users that one of the bots will take over, and then it unshackles the voice's age constraints. And so those are the little mechanisms in play. But talking about defecating, anything sexually suggestive, and the user who was told to kill his foster parents wrote a harsh review on Amazon's website, calling the situation a whole new level of creepy. So a probe into the incident found that what the bot had done was quote a post without context from Reddit, which is, you know, Reddit is like the social news aggregation site. And so something might have happened, and I don't know what, but then she quoted Reddit, which had a go kill your foster parents or something like that. Now, these conversations are being recorded by Amazon devices. And they say customers may not realize that. Information could be highly prized by criminals, law enforcement, marketers, and others. They say on Thursday, Amazon had a human error, which let an Alexa customer in Germany access another user's voice recordings accidentally. And, you know, if these voice-activated things are waiting to hear from the Hey Alexa, what if it's in the bedroom and you guys are having sex and something sounds like that? You just wonder if it's always recording. And there's been a lot of rumors that they do. And so, you know, it's one of those things where it's like, I know this is what people want. They want bots. They want more of this AI type stuff, but you lose a lot of privacy. 1-877-DOCBELLY. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Dingell, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose.
And here's Mike's best offer ever. My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's 50% off plus free shipping. Don't delay. Order now.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery, in truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Dr. Dolly Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So many of you listen to the show at various times, depending on what city you live in. And we do have an answer line for those of you that aren't live where you can call in and leave your questions. So let's go to our answer line now, 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-362-3254.
Hey, Dr. Dahlia, it's been a while. I have trouble finding your station there sometimes, but otherwise I listen
sorry.
To you all the time. The comment about the cat with the peritonitis, my ex had peritonitis in his ankle. I think it's like alcoholic peritonitis. But peritonitis is peritonitis, right? Okay, but he had it for months. I mean, he was, you know, doing whatever he could, trying to take, you know, stuff to, you know, relieve the swelling and stuff, medicine. But what cured him was some bone meal calcium. And he started taking the bone meal calcium and boom, and it just disappeared. So, yeah, it works like miracles. I just had to share that. God bless you. Love listening to you.
No, bless you too.
Thank you very much. Bye.
Peritonitis, that's interesting. So peritonitis, I'm a little confused by the diagnosis, because peritonitis is an infection of the peritoneum, which is kind of a membrane that lines the inner abdominal wall. There's pancreatitis that you could get from alcohol, but that wouldn't necessarily be the ankle. An ankle, there's cellulitis, which is an infection you could get around the ankle. So I'm a little confused about the diagnosis. But bone meal calcium, you don't hear that much anymore. I think it's making a comeback. So bone meal is a mixture of bones, right? And we've used it as a fertilizer for plants, a nutritional supplement for animals. It's a slow-release fertilizer. Wikipedia has some information on it as well. And it's basically coarsely ground animal bones and slaughterhouse waste products. So with the waste products, you get some fertilizer, you get some phosphorus, you get some protein. And I guess bone meal is, they say especially meat meal, is used as a dietary mineral supplement, and we use it for livestock. They say it's used to feed monogastric animals with bone meal from ruminants and vice versa. And they say they use it to prevent the spread of mad cow disease, although you can also get an infection from it as well. And so back in the, like, 70s and 80s, I guess they were talking about this as a calcium supplement. And so for humans, bone meal calcium was something that later, I believe, had to be taken off the market because there were contaminations with lead and other toxic metals. And so, because, again, if there's waste products, if there's things that deposit in the bones of animals, and it's not filtered out properly, then humans can get that. And so, and you could unfortunately get too much of a certain, shall we say, like, element. And they, you know, so according to Rochester Medical School, they say there's no recommended daily allowance, obviously, for bone meal. You know, bone meal's supposed to be a source of calcium, phosphorus, and trace elements. And there's no recommended RDA because, again, it's not something that's officially recommended. But calcium is recommended at 1,000 milligrams per day. For women over 50, men over 70, we're recommending over 1,200 milligrams of calcium. For some women, 1,500. The problem is you can only absorb about 500 milligrams at a time, so you have to divide it up three times a day. And that could be whether calcium carbonate or calcium citrate, etc. Now, for children, we want them to get about 1,000 milligrams of calcium to help with their bones. When they're preteen, 9 on up, we want them to get 1,300 milligrams. If you're breastfeeding, pregnant, you may need more. But the problem is bone meal could have elements in there. It could have mercury. It could have lead. So there's still a lot of concern about that being used as a supplement. Now, according to Rochester EDU, they say the lead content in bone meal is much higher. They also say mad cow disease can pass through bone meal. So we don't have a lot of studies saying if bone meal is safe for human consumption. We don't know of any drug interactions. Again, it's not something we study a lot because I believe back in the 80s, they were like, nah, let's not go there. So we don't really have a lot of data on that. But going back to peritonitis, that's a tough one. Peritonitis, we'll see a lot in people who drink alcohol, etc. It's an inflammation of the peritoneum. Many times you get an infection. It could be bacterial, fungal, etc. And unfortunately, it could cause a whole host of issues. And so with peritonitis, we need to immediately get any infection under control, any fluid under control, any pain, fever, nausea, vomiting, because you have an infection around your bowel, you may not pass your bowels well, and then that could be dangerous. You also can constrict or have issues with your urinary output and your kidneys. And so anything that could affect your urinating could be an issue. They say if you're receiving peritoneal dialysis, you could have a sign of that is rather than your fluid being clear, it could be cloudy. Or there could be white flecks or strands or clumps. Okay? So peritonitis is something we just don't mess with. So if you have abdominal bloating, abdominal pain, fever, nausea, vomiting, you aren't peeing very well, low urine output, thirst, you're unable to pass stool or gas, you have got to get it checked. And so it could even cause, like, you know, a ruptured ulcer, perforated colon, because, again, you're not passing your bowels, you're not moving things as well, and infection can cause a lot of destruction of the very delicate tissues that are there. So, too, you know, but a lot of times, you know, peritonitis may happen if you're, you know, dealing with a catheter and you're, you know, introducing bacteria through the catheter, if you're not cleaning the skin around the catheter, if you have dirt under your fingernails, that kind of thing. Dogs, cats, but peritonitis is, it's rare, but it could be pretty serious. And so our caller is awesome. We just don't necessarily recommend bone meal calcium for that. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So we do have some breaking news. Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg has had surgery to remove cancerous growths from her left lung. Ruth Bader Ginsburg is the most senior liberal justice on the Supreme Court. Again, I hate that the Supreme Court justices are labeled conservative versus liberal. Honestly, if you're a Supreme Court justice, you're supposed to be neutral. But I guess it's a known fact that some lean one way or the other. But she's 85 years old, and she underwent a pulmonary lobectomy, which means a part, a lobe of the lung removed at Memorial Sloan Kettering Cancer Center. Two nodules were found in her left lung when she had undergone tests following a fall that fractured three of her ribs on November 7th. Now, rib fractures could occur from a fall, or it could they could be pathological fractures where they were already weak because of cancer, and then a simple fall caused the break. So, you know, she supposedly had fallen in her office, and people were like, well, gosh, maybe she has some real severe osteoporosis, or, well, it could have been a pathological fracture. They say both nodules removed during surgery were found to be malignant, but they said no evidence of remaining disease. So that would mean that margins are clear and that she didn't have metastatic spread. They said scans performed before surgery indicated no evidence of disease elsewhere in the body. Currently, no further treatment is planned. They say Justice Ginsburg is resting comfortably and is expected to remain in the hospital for a few days. According to NBC News, she was spotted flying to New York from Washington on the Delta shuttle on Thursday night. She was walking on her own, spent the entire flight working. She is a tough cookie. She was nominated back in 1993 by Bill Clinton. Then President Bill Clinton, and she's known as RBG. She's basically battled a lot of pretty serious health issues. She had a cardiac stent put in for a blocked artery back in 2014. She had battled colon cancer, pancreatic cancer, and they say that Ginsburg has never missed Supreme Court arguments in her more than 25 years on the bench. So, also after her fractures, she had vehemently said that she has no intention of retirement in the near future. She said, my senior colleague, Justice John Paul Stevens, stepped down when he was 90, so I think I have at least 5 more years. Now, she lost her husband a few years back in 2010. He was 78. So we'll keep you guys posted on her status. 1-877-DOCADALI.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today and save $10 on the Bug Beam Laser Combo, only at BugAssault.com.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
Democrats say President Trump's insistence over a border wall amounts to a temper tantrum. Trump, in a tweet, says the country is being threatened by a flood of immigrants.
The only thing that's going to stop that is great border security with a wall or a slat fence or whatever you want to call it. But we need a great barrier.
Lawmakers are back on Capitol Hill after adjourning last night without a spending deal. Democratic Representative Steny Hoyer tells CNN massive funding for the border wall is a non-starter, and he repeated a two-year-old quote from Mick Mulvaney, President Trump's next new chief of staff.
We think the wall is a waste of money, and as a matter of fact, Mick Mulvaney, he said the president's thoughts about the wall were, and I quote, absurd and childish.
This is the first time in 40 years that the government has been closed three times in 1 year. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
If you've been in business more than 20 minutes, you've probably printed your logo on all kinds of promotional products. We all know logos work, because they're on everything from the top of skyscrapers to the bottom of shoes. Ever wondered why or how to best use your logo to grow your business? Let us show you today, for free. We're 4imprint, promotional product experts at your service. We're giving away the latest issue of Amplify, the digital magazine that reveals promotional product success stories absolutely free to everyone who texts UP77 to 88988. At 4imprint, we make your logo look perfect on thousands of promotional items. With our 100% guarantee, it'll be right the first time, on time, every time. Your free e-magazine will reveal invaluable insights that can attract new customers, build your brand, and grow your business. Get the latest issue of Amplify absolutely free by texting UP77 to 88988. That's UP77 to 88988.
Maybe, maybe you'll swim back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So let's get to some news here. They say stem cell shots have been linked to a bacterial infection outbreak that has already sickened 12 people. Health officials yesterday reported an outbreak of bacterial infections in people who got these stem cells derived from umbilical cord blood. At least three states have been affected, Florida, Texas, and Arizona. And there were 12 patients in these states that became infected after getting injections for problems like joint and back pain, according to the CDC. All 12 have been hospitalized, three of them for a month or longer. Thank God none of them have died. They say investigators don't think the contamination occurred at the clinics where the shots were given, because they found bacteria in unopened vials provided by the distributor, Yorba Linda, California-based Livion. Now, Livion voluntarily recalled the stem cells in October. Health officials on Thursday reported an outbreak of bacterial infections in people who got injections of stem cells derived from this umbilical cord blood. And the FDA sent a warning to Genentech. It's a San Diego company that processes stem cells. FDA said the company should not be marketing the stem cells without regulators' approval and has deviated from manufacturing requirements in ways that could have led to bacterial contamination. Stem cells are very young cells that can develop into specialized cells like blood cells, bone cells, brain cells. And stem cells is now one of the biggest, most exciting things in medicine because we're trying to see how they could treat a whole variety of diseases. And a lot of private clinics, however, are trying to promote them before we have the evidence. So you got to be careful. Now, you can harvest stem cells from adults, but you need to go into the bone marrow. It's a little bit more painful. It's a little bit more difficult. But another source is umbilical cord blood. You could get that at the time of birth, store it, later use it as a treatment for the child or family members who develop conditions like blood, immune disorders. Now, they say officials say that stem cells from cord blood are being sold to doctors to treat patients for conditions like pain or other in their joints, shoulder, and back, which means we are doing these stem cell injections to other people. Last year, the FDA wants to crack down on doctors and businesses, or last year they announced plans to crack down on doctors and businesses promoting these to treating Alzheimer's disease, arthritis. We don't have the data yet. So the CDC reported that these stem cells from cord blood were the source of bacterial infections in 7 in Texas, 4 in Florida, and 1 in Arizona. The average age of the patient was 74. Now, it wasn't just one germ. One was E. coli. Well, we don't have the list of the other ones, but they say 5 different germs were seen in the patients. And the thing is you do not want to get E. coli, and E. coli is kind of from the colon. So how did that get into the stem cell solution and then get injected into their back? That could cause a severe meningitis. E. coli does not belong anywhere near the back. So, or the bloodstream. E. coli is something in the colon. So it shows there's some significant contamination. And I'm blown away that this stuff happens. Remember there was the, Framingham Compounding Pharmacy, back east, I believe Massachusetts, where people were getting meningitis. It was a steroid solution that was used for back injections. And it ended up being tainted, I think this was back in 2012, with fungus, and people were getting fungal meningitises. And it was serious. And the company was sued, and, you know, people, I believe, died. It was bad. And you know what? I just thought of something. The reason why I paused is I wonder if part of the opioid crisis rose after that. Let me look something up, because I know as a doctor, I was a little bit afraid of recommending injections when I heard that some of these compounding pharmacies could have contaminated solutions. And I wonder, this was back in 2012, this outbreak of fungal meningitis. And even though opioid use has risen over the last decade or so, I wonder if after this happened in September 2012, that's when it began. And I guess the former supervisory pharmacist of New England Compounding Center was sentenced in connection with the fungal meningitis. I wonder if, in fact, 8 more go on trial, I think, are still undergoing, and, you know, here we are in 2018, undergoing criminal investigation for this. I wonder if many people decided, you know what, I'm going to hold off injections after that. That scared the hell out of people. And they were like, just give me the pills. And so it'd be very interesting to see if there was a little bit of a cause and effect where people were concerned about the injections after that outbreak, that meningitis outbreak, and they asked for pills instead, and doctors might have prescribed more pills instead. That's interesting. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. A children's place, or the children's place, has had to recall some infant snowsuits. Why? Because of a potential choking hazard. There are metal snaps that can detach and pose as a choking hazard to young children. Oh, these little snowsuits are so cute. There's one with ladybugs. Dave is a little ladybug. You know, my son, Brock, when he was born 6 days before Halloween. So I got a ladybug outfit for him. And ladybugs can be male. And I made him dress as a ladybug. He was only 6 days old. He didn't know. And I took him around Halloween. We went trick-or-treating, and he was a ladybug. So this one, though, is pink with ladybugs. But anyway, the children's clothing retailer issued a recall this week of more than 15,000 snowsuits sold in the U.S. and Canada from the months of August 2018 to last month. And the recall involves girl infant snowsuits between the sizes of 0 and 18 months. And there were certain styles, certain colors and patterns. It looks like the ladybug, the daisy, and the white one, or the light pink one. And I guess there's these metal snaps that could break off and then the kid could choke on them. So we'll keep you guys posted on that. Planned Parenthood is in the news. We're being told that Planned Parenthood is being accused of mistreating pregnant employees. They say New York Times said it interviewed more than a dozen current and former employees from regional offices of California, Texas, North Carolina, and New York who said they witnessed allegations of pregnancy discrimination. Carolina Delgado said it was looked down upon you for getting pregnant. She worked at the Planned Parenthood Miami office until 2012, and she said, I don't think that any supervisor had to literally say it for us to feel it. Now, I guess discrimination against pregnant women and new mothers is still widespread in the U.S. workplace. Talisa Harrison worked as a medical assistant in the clinic of White Plains. She told the paper that managers ignored notes from her nurse recommending that she take frequent breaks. She said the managers rarely gave her time to rest or take time for lunch. Vincent Russell, the regional chief executive who oversees the office, denied her accusations. Tracy Weber, the former director of clinical services in White Plains, sued Planned Parenthood for pregnancy discrimination back in 2009. She said she was fired 4 weeks after giving birth. A former human resources manager who requested an anonymity told the paper that executives assumed that when a pregnant worker brought in a doctor's note, it was an excuse to work less, and that those who took sick days were perceived as lacking commitment. And the organization is now conducting a review to determine the cost of providing paid maternity leave to nearly 12,000 employees nationwide. And earlier this month, you know, as you know, the U.S. Supreme Court opted to stay out of the legal fight over efforts to block Medicaid funding to Planned Parenthood. Cecil Richards stepped down as president of Planned Parenthood after serving 12 years. So pregnancy discrimination, unfortunately, is something that continues because when, you know, employers pay salary and you are not working at 100% potential, obviously you're pregnant, you can't, all right? You need to stay off your feet, you know, you have to make sure the baby gets fluid, you have to make sure, you know, you're not doing anything that could stress the pregnancy. I mean, I was told to do bed rest because, you know, I had oligohydramnios, not a lot of fluid. People who pay your salary may subconsciously resent you. And it's something that I don't know how to fix in these companies. 1-877-DOCTOLLY, don't go away.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hey guys! Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount.
Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Dr. Dahlia Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So how many of you guys know who Audrey Geisel is? Audrey Geisel is the widow of Dr. Seuss. She has died at the age of 97. Audrey Stone Geisel was born in Chicago on August 14th, 1921. She married Theodore Geisel, who is the real name of the author, after both their first marriages ended in 1968. Now, Dr. Seuss died back in 1991. She took charge of his estate, found Dr. Seuss Enterprises, managed his legacy in books, movies, and philanthropic projects, and She most recently executively produced this adaptation of The Grinch that I guess is now in theaters. 97 years old. She apparently was a big part of the Dr. Seuss empire and a steward of the estate. She died in her home at the top of Mount Soledad in La Jolla, California. And she lovely lady. And I forget that's what Dr. Seuss looks like. I'm looking at a picture of Dr. Seuss, Theodore Geisel. And they look really happy, and she has a little doggy, and but she is the founder of the Dr. Seuss Enterprises, and they work together at Massachusetts General Hospital. She was a pre-med student. She entered the nursing program at Indiana University, and her first husband was a pre-med student. They worked together at Massachusetts General. They moved to Kansas, had a couple daughters. Then she moved to La Jolla. Then the couple met Theodore Geisel and his first wife, Helen. Both marriages ended, and Audrey and Theodore went on to be each other's second spouse and last spouse. So, apparently, following their marriage, Audrey's believed to have influenced her husband to write on more socially relevant topics like The Lorax, which had environmentalism kind of interlaid in the story, and The Butter Battle Book. Now, what were some of the most popular or the highest-selling Dr. Seuss books? I know everybody kind of thinks Cat in the Hat. Well, according to amreading.com, the number 10 top-selling book was My Book About Me. You paste your picture, and then you write and draw your book about yourself. By me, myself. Apparently, in 2001, it was recorded to have sold almost 3 million copies. Wow. Then, How the Grinch Stole Christmas. How the Grinch Stole Christmas came out in 1964. Classic story is brought to life in a film in 2000 with Ron Howard and actor Jim Carrey. Sales of the book sold, as of 2001, 3.4 million copies. How the Grinch Stole Christmas. Fox in Socks came out in 1965. That was a tongue twister story. Sold about 3.6 million copies as of 2001. The Cat in the Hat Comes Back. That was a sequel back in 1958. Sold about 4.0 million copies at the turn of the century. Dr. Seuss's ABC book from the 1960s. Now, I remember that one. Big A, little A, what because of A, Aunt Annie's Alligator, A. I memorized the whole book because my brother, who was 16 years younger and who I helped take care of, loved that book, and I would read it to him, so I just memorized it. Zizzer, zazzer, zuzz. It was a really cute ABC book, and it helped him learn the ABCs. And I was able to teach him his ABCs with that book. Fantastic book called Dr. Seuss's ABC book. Sold about 5.1 million copies by the year 2001. And it was a pretty good book. Oh, The Places You'll Go. That was from 1990. It was the last book published before Dr. Seuss died. Oh, The Places You'll Go. You see how much newer it looks. It doesn't have that old, feel to it like the older books. Hop on Pop from 1963. It's a confusing, tongue-twisting story. Hop on Pop was really popular. Then One Fish, Two Fish, Red Fish, Blue Fish. This was a classic one, the number three Dr. Seuss book. Sold over 6.1 million copies by the turn of the century. Cat in the Hat was one of the most popular. 7.2 million copies. Mike Myers did a adaptation, a film. But the number one book, the number one most sold book by Dr. Seuss is, you're right, Green Eggs and Ham. Sold over 8.1 million copies by 2001. Timeless classic. I do not like Green Eggs and Ham. I do not like them, Sam I Am. Now, I have to admit, I wasn't really a big Cat in the Hat lover. I found them very confusing, and it sounded a little gibberish to me, and so maybe it made me giggle, but I just, like, How the Grinch Stole Christmas, I just never liked that story. And so I don't want to, I don't want to kind of be a, buzzkill, but it just wasn't anything that I was, Now, what were the top 10 questions on health? What were the top 10 shall we say, things searched on Google. Well, according to CNN, many people asked about the keto diet. What is the keto diet? That was one of the highest searched questions on health in 2018. Next was, what is ALS disease? Amyotrophic lateral sclerosis. Lou Gehrig's disease. What is endometriosis? That was highly searched. How long does weed stay in your urine? That was highly searched. How long does the flu last? How long is the flu contagious? As you know, last year, the flu was a real hot topic. When does implantation bleeding occur? Now, that's a common one. Implantation bleeding is where when you get a little drop of blood in the middle of your menstrual cycle, not while you're having your menses, but in the middle of your cycle, when the egg, after you ovulate, and the egg doesn't get fertilized in the fallopian tube, it lands in the, actually, the egg does get fertilized, and then it has to implant in the lining of the uterus. And the implantation of the fertilized egg causes a little bit of bleeding. And so some people will bleed and think they're miscarrying, even though it's only, right, a week or two or a couple weeks into them, you know, having just been gotten pregnant. Actually, a few days. So that's implantation bleeding. Why am I always tired? Was Google searched excessively? What does heartburn feel like? And what causes high blood pressure? So Dr. Google had been busy. And so many people want to know about keto diet, ALS, endometriosis, etc. So I found that fascinating. Another story that hit the news is marijuana could affect your sperm. A new study from Duke University found that people who use cannabis may have lower sperm counts than those who do not use marijuana. Now, this is something we've known. People who use marijuana seem to be less likely to conceive. You still can. But according to the Mayo Clinic, the concentration could be so low that you could have difficulty making a child. This small study looked at the sperm of 37 men who either used or didn't use cannabis, and it concluded that the use could significantly change a person's sperm concentration. They looked at the volume, the pH, the motility, and they found that in those other categories it was fine, but sperm count went down with cannabis. That's something we're going to probably have to revisit more. And Ebola has, again, been in the news. Now, Ebola has, from what we understand, jumped to over 500 cases. It had been in the 300s just a few days ago, and they are concerned that during Christmas break, and the Christmas travel, we could see a spread. So this is now the second worst Ebola outbreak in history, as the first one back in 2014 killed 11,000 people. Us having now over 500 cases confirmed. Obviously, it's concerning. We'll keep you guys posted on that. 1-877-DOC-SALLY. Don't go away.
My doctor makes more informed decisions prescribing my blood pressure medications based on the data I presented to him on the SmartBP app.
That's one.
SmartBP can export a colorful, detailed blood pressure report that I can bring to my doctor.
That's two.
SmartBP is easy to use and intuitive, and the features on the free version are very generous.
And that's just three of the thousands of five-star reviews of SmartBP, a new blood pressure tracking smartphone app from Evolve Medical Systems. SmartBP is the only app designed for ease of use and seamless connectivity to help manage your blood pressure and keep track of your health at your fingertips. With SmartBP, you can automatically sync your blood pressure measurements through Apple Health and Microsoft Health Vault, connect with Apple Watch, easily print and share detailed reports with your doctor, plus many more features. SmartBP is free and available both on Apple and Android devices. And be sure to search the App Store for Smart Blood Pressure from Evolve Medical Systems. That's Smart BP from Evolve Medical Systems, the Smart Blood Pressure Tracker.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.